W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced a $2 billion arms package for Ukraine. Most of the money came from the supplemental funding approved last month by Congress. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says more U.S. aid is on the way to Israel.
Last week, the Biden administration suspended a shipment of bombs to Israel that it feared might be used in an incursion into Rafah. But we learned that the White House has alerted Congress it's moving forward with a new weapons deal for Israel worth over $1.2 billion.
Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more cross-examination of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The Justice Department says Boeing breached a non-prosecution agreement that kept it from being charged after two deadly incidents involving its planes. Boeing has until June 13th to respond. And the April Consumer Price Index out this morning will give the latest snapshot of inflation. This is ABC News. Due out today, a new proposal on Capitol Hill to work on ways for Washington to try to keep up with AI.
The mission of the bipartisan Senate AI Working Group was laid out by Chairman Chuck Schumer of New York at its first meeting in September.
To do everything we can to come up with legislation that will make the world with AI a better place than it is today.
Now the panel is encouraging a $32 billion increase in funding for AI innovation. But it also recognizes the technology's potential for harm, including the creation of deepfakes and the displacement of humans in the workplace. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And it's happened again. A fifth American has been arrested in Turks and Caicos with bullets in their luggage. This time it was a woman who traveled to the island. She's due in court later this week. A recently passed law there calls for a minimum 12-year sentence for people who take ammo into the country. Other people who've been caught say they forgot about the bullets that were in their bags. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream. But it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online. So your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
UW Green Bay has a new coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Green Bay Phoenix new head basketball coach is Doug Gottlieb, who appeared on Inside Wisconsin, saying he'll also keep doing his daily national sports talk show.
I was like, well, could I still do my radio show? The part that's hard is it's two jobs in one. The difference for me, I've been doing seven jobs anyway for several years.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series against the Pirates. Milwaukee winning last night 4-3. How is Reese Hoskins doing? Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, they don't think it's terribly bad, but still, like any hamstring strain, you know, it's going to take 2, 3, 4 weeks. You just don't know.
NFL schedules are out today. Next week, the Packers rookies and new defensive coaching staff will be on hand for OTAs.
You know, there's a lot of new faces around here, from coaches to players, so you're watching a lot of the coaches coach for the first time.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening. Clouds increasing late tonight. Our low 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and musical entertainer Rob Perivonian, who will sing a Beach Boys song about his grandpa. And we discuss the latest and greatest in binge-watchable entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app coming your way from Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. Talking about Pete Schwabba, the thing he had Rob Breckenridge on.
Yeah.
Rob used to come into our studios over at IXX and everything. He is so good. He's from Appleton.
Right.
Went to Lawrence.
Oh, good.
His dad was a professor of something really big at Lawrence. And they thought he was, he would say the funny, he's like, when his dad, he passed away, I know, and he'd say, like, for dinner, you know, he'd come home and say, oh, man, I'm at the Skyline, I'm big time, I've been in New York, Chicago, all these big places. And his dad would be like, so, Rob, how is this comedic career, as it were, going?
The typical dad stuff, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, great. I'd love to get Rob Breckenridge on here someday. He's awesome.
The other guy that tells those stories, my daughter's a huge follower of his, had a cocaine problem, drank. He was at the Meyer Theater here in Green Bay. But his dad was an attorney, and he...
Same type of thing?
Took the course to... And he tells great stories about coming home, and his dad's trying to talk
is
about...
Is it John Mulaney?
No, was it? Yeah, it is. It's John Mulaney.
Oh, well, he's big time.
He's big time. And he's been in Madison. He's performed there, and he's kind of helped out the students a little bit. But yeah, he's from the Chicago area.
Yeah.
And his stories about him and his dad coming home and his dad sitting in that chair.
Yeah.
And he's like,
same type of thing.
His kid, like, never called him a loser, but boy, did he want him to do something else.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
John Mulaney. We'll introduce our very special guest.
Yes, we do have a special guest in house. So as you know, since we've been on the air now for almost a year, Johnny and I are both working on health and wellness. Now, I've taken it serious.
Oh.
So I reached out to Western, which I was the most on-again, off-again member of Western over, I don't know, the last 20 years. But what I did different this year is I latched on to a personal trainer. And this guy, you make all the jokes you want about me, but this guy's pretty serious. Ryan Dorrell, you're schooled in, I don't know what your degree is in, but, you know what you're doing. You give talks on weekends and people come and listen to you. Welcome to Mino and the Mayor.
How's it going, everybody? Good to be here.
We're good. We're glad you're here. So let's just, do you want to start how well I'm doing, or do you want to do something else?
I apologize because I know
you're doing
so
very
mad.
Well.
You get so mad with what I do first with somebody. Hey, you know who played football there? Yeah. We did that whole thing with his. Sorry,
we did that. We did that during the break. He vetted Ryan and where he went to school and who his coach was and all that. But you can go back to that, John. But
no, sorry, go ahead.
Anyway.
This is your segment right here. You and your guy.
This is important stuff. You train a lot of people. I mean, not just me, but what's the main thing people got to do? Commitment?
Show up.
You know, that's a good question. And I'll be honest, too. Like, out of everything that anybody could ever struggle with, that's one thing I appreciate about you, Jim, is that you're so consistent. So
hear that, John?
That's the thing that people struggle with the most.
Consistently whining?
Nope, just showing up to the gym.
Let me tell you the backstory.
Yeah.
You'll come in here. How's your work? Oh, they got me doing these lunges. I fall over.
This guy works hard, man.
And then they made me lift some stuff. So and it was sled. Heavy.
Yeah.
And then they made me put their sled. And it's hard.
And I'll actually ask him sometimes. I'll be like, you got 10 more pounds, Jim? Yeah. And he'll hesitate a little bit, and I'll just be like, okay, let's try it. And he'll do it.
Yeah, I just want to say that you got to admit, you guys, make all the fun you want. I do show up 10 o'clock.
He sure does.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Yep. I missed one. So anyway, yes, it's.
I mean, there was some kind of event or something going on. I can't remember exactly, but.
With me. He blames me.
It was John.
Did you see that?
It's John's fault. But so what do you tell these seminars you put on? And I really haven't got
sure.
to them. But right, people can come. That's open to anybody. What do you tell them? I mean, what are the like 3-4 main things they got to look at?
So it covers the fundamentals of health and wellness. So it's geared toward more beginner level clientele. So anybody that could be potentially on the fence of like going to the gym or starting an exercise routine.
John, you need a pen? You want to write this stuff down? Okay, go ahead.
Just continue. Go ahead. Please ignore him.
So there's 5 fundamentals in this presentation that I put on, and it starts with attitude. Because that's the most important.
He's got an attitude.
So like if you're like thinking about it and you want to, whatever it is, lose some weight or be able to run a mile or whatever it may be, you know, like you first have to be committed to that idea, because if you're not committed, it's not going to happen. Like you can have the idea and, you know, dream about
it. We've all got ideas.
But before you take that step outside, that's where it really matters, right. You know? Yeah.
What type of things does a personal trainer do? And I had one time for a special event, and unfortunately, we ran into Lisa, the person that was in charge right at the steak fry. She's like, you quit.
Well, yeah, that's right. I did see her there.
Right at the thing. People don't forget that.
Yeah.
But the thing that would, in my case, and my trainer was phenomenal. No disrespect or anything, but I tweaked my back or something or some excuse. Sure. But anyway, it's amazing. Like, I used to run out of just jog, you know, fat old guy jog type thing. But, you know, when you're jogging, I better slow down. I'm pushing it too hard or whatever.
Yep.
The difference is you realize when you have a personal trainer how early you quit. How quick do you want to say, whoa, I'm pushing it too hard. And you guys push people beyond that barrier a little bit, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has their limits and everybody's different too, but.
It hurts. I quit.
Well, or your heart rate gets so high, you think you're going to die. And they're like, this is okay. Not forever, but to have your heart rate up at 160, 163, I think that's dangerous.
Oh. And I mean, there's a target heart rate program.
I got to tell my trainer how to do his job. But,
I mean, it's an accountability program. And I mean, I've been working in gyms for over 10 years. So I have a pretty good idea as far as like how people are struggling during a session sort of thing. So like if somebody's like standing up and they're totally dizzy and they're just about to pass out, it's like, okay, we got to step back a little bit, you know?
I got to try that. Okay.
Weeble wobble.
But it's definitely a mental game. Like people
That's
have to really
yes.
get in the moment, like of whatever exercise they're doing. And like, if you're doing a set of chest presses or the bench press, for example, like if you're doing sets of 10 and you feel like you're able to do 4 more reps, why not? You know, like just go for it.
You know, when I remember doing a story of some boxers one time, and he said, well, we got to do the pre-workout type things. He said, I got to do push-ups and sit-ups. I said, how many do you do? He said, until I can't do any, and then I got to do 3 more. He says, he says, I have no idea because some days are different, but you got to do it literally till you can't really, and then push through 3 more. So he said, we never count the exact number.
Yeah.
And I thought that made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say, remember when I went and saw that shrink and he told me that? He said, look, do whatever, bench presses, sit-ups and all that stuff. When you're done, you know, try to do, you know, 2 or 3 more.
That's right.
Because that helps you mentally, too. That's what he told me.
And it's good to listen to your body, too, in that way. It's like you might be able to do 10 reps today and tomorrow you might be only able to do 5, and that's totally fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you just have to kind of accept it in the moment, do what you can, and then move on. But on the good days, it's good to take advantage of those good days. Like when you're really feeling good and you feel strong that day, like push it a little harder, you know, like those are the days that really make a big difference in a lot of people's lives.
Are those days coming?
Oh, they're there, Jim.
Are you more for overall personal, like what's, I know your goal is to lose weight, Jim, but are most people for that? Or are they just, I want to be healthier, to live longer, or I want to be able to be more active, to do things with my grandkids. What are some of the main driving forces for people to come to somebody like yourself?
I would say people are struggling most with going back to the mental aspect of things, like just feeling good throughout the day, being able to do certain things, like get up the stairs, for example. Like people actually struggle with that stuff. And it's more people than not, I would say, yeah. Which it blows my mind. And it's like very simple things for people to do also, which it's just a matter of doing it.
Yeah.
And talk about a little bit, and I saw the outline of your talk, the nutrition part of it.
Yeah.
So what do you tell people?
Hang on. We're with Ryan Doro, personal trainer at Western Racket and Fitness, who is Jim's personal trainer. And I don't know if that'll ever be on his resume in the future.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But he does a lot with giving talks and seminars, too. But
nutrition thing, I agree. I'm curious.
Yeah, so that's another thing where it's good to listen to your body. So something in Japanese culture specifically, they use the 80% rule. So when you're eating a meal, you eat to the point where you're about 80% full, not 110%, you know, like, and you should be able to judge that and kind of be your own scientist in a way when it comes to like figuring out what different foods and substances do to your physical and mental well-being. Like, how do you feel after you eat a certain meal? Like, how do you feel after you're eating some greasy, super sugary, high carbohydrate meal? Like, your chances are you're probably going to feel a little groggy after that.
I know. Did you bring something?
Yeah, share.
I mean, on the flip side, like, you're going to be hungry again 2 hours later, whereas if you eat a meal that's high in nutrients and, like, fruits, veggies, and, like, whole grain foods, like, you're going to be full for a longer period of time too. So you're not going to want to eat as much.
Okay. I got to ask you this question because I've gone back and forth with the keto diet.
Okay. Yeah. I've tried that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is though, it's the thing that's frustrating is that you're not supposed to eat like bananas and apples and these things that are really legendarily good for you.
Yeah. Right.
So, but carbs are basically sugar, right? I mean, that's the thing.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they turn into sugar through the digestive process in your body, but I'm a little biased here on the keto diet, to be honest with you. So I tried it for a few months and that was the part that I didn't like actually. Like it was actually, I actually heard you guys talking on the way over here. I used to live in Maui and I would wake up in the morning and right when I would walk out of the house in the morning, there'd be this orange tree that I'd walk past when I was going to my vehicle to go to work. And I'd walk past this orange tree and just know that I wouldn't be able to eat it because it would increase the carbs, sugar amount in my bloodstream. And that's going against the keto program.
Okay, we pick it up. We got to sit there. Quick 1 minute break. Pick it up from right there as soon as we come back. Okay?
I gotcha.
Because this is something I'm fascinated with. We're here with Ryan Doro, personal trainer at Western Racket and Fitness. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots? The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Let's get
Hey, welcome back. Minor and the Mayor here.
That music. This guy, so Todd Michaels is our producer here, and we'll be talking about something and not pre-planned, and he will find music to fit what we're talking about.
Every single time.
So that, you know, you listen to your body talk or whatever.
Olivia Newton-John, I can still see her doing that video. And because of that video, I used to start wearing a headband when I worked out.
Oh, God. Did you wear leg warmers, too? Is that what you were doing?
Maybe. We're with Ryan Doro, personal trainer of former Mayor Jim Schmidt, Western Rack and Fitness. Talk a little bit about what we were talking about right before we left.
The whole nutrition food part of nutrition, of working.
Going back to ketosis.
Or
the ketogenic diet. So when you're eating on a ketogenic diet, it's very low carbs, high fat, high protein. And the goal is to reduce the amount of sugar and carbs in your body so you can get your body into this ketosis state, which is where your body tends to recover its cells more so than it wouldn't if you're not in ketosis. And the longer that you can keep that streak of ketosis going on, the more weight loss you will get and the better you'll feel. And quite frankly, like when I was doing this ketogenic diet, I got into this ketosis state and they actually have these pea strips.
I had those.
Yep.
And I tried those. True story.
It was like this whole little experiment that I was doing with this
of what percentage you're at and, to get it by the different color.
Really?
Right.
It's almost like a pregnancy test or a drug test. Yeah.
And I would learn that if I would eat these oranges, like I mentioned, on the way to my vehicle, I would get out of ketosis. So it would just completely ruin the diet.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't like it on a personal level.
Because the smallest little thing can throw you out of whack.
And I like pizza.
Oh.
So
yeah.
It was just a matter of like, how do I actually feel balanced in this diet? And
but it does shed weight if you stay really with it.
If you're super strict on it, I would say. For
well,
sure.
That's tough.
You
got to
totally
do,
commit.
Though.
You really
it's
do.
Tough. Yeah.
I'd rather, you know, move a little bit or just, you know, eat what I want and exercise. I hope that's
right. So now kind of what I do is the 90-10 rule, and I might have mentioned this to you, Jim, but I like to eat on point, like healthy, nutritious foods 90% of the time. If I can make that happen, I feel awesome. The other 10%, maybe two meals a week, I'll go have some pizza. I might have some ice cream. Like just a couple nights ago, I had a couple cookies with my wife, and it's just like, how do you balance your diet out to the point where you feel good consistently, but you're still treating that hunger or that urge that you really need to treat?
Because you do have a physical, mental urge for some of that stuff.
Yeah, and it doesn't go away.
No.
It's just going to be there, so you might as well treat it and then move on.
I like that a lot. I can see why you like this guy.
I do.
What about alcohol? And I'm asking for Jim.
I hear you. So
Mine would be in the evening. What about alcohol in the morning? I'm asking for John.
I wouldn't recommend it to be up front, first of all, but alcohol I have a different relationship with because, and I'm not going to name names, but I grew up with alcoholism in my family, and that's actually how I initially got interested in working out and exercise because it was something that I could do that would not lead me in that direction, you know, so it made me feel good. And when it comes to alcohol, I'd have to pull up the research on this, but last time I checked, it causes a 4-13% increased risk of cancer if you're drinking an average of one serving of alcohol per day. So that would be like 7 drinks in a week.
Okay.
So you could have 7 drinks on a Saturday and you're meeting that average, right? So if you're drinking any more than that, you're just increasing the chances of that.
Wow.
John?
Which when I read that, it totally blew my mind because people especially in Wisconsin, drink a lot. And I've lived in different states, and it's anywhere you go, it's like people party, they go to the bars, they do, especially people my age, I guess you could say, but like even like just having a drink a night, two drinks at dinner time, like that makes a big difference. And when your body has alcohol in its system, the first thing that it wants to do is remove it, because it looks at alcohol like a toxin,
right?
Like it's poison to your body is the way I kind of look at it. So when you're working out and you're trying to eat healthy and you have a hard workout, like I'm sure you've been sore after a like exercise routine or something like that, when your muscles are sore, they are trying to recover themselves. So when you have alcohol in your system, your body's trying to remove that before any of those recovery processes are going on. So before anything recovers, before you're able to lose the weight, before you're able to gain strength, muscle mass, all of that, the alcohol has to be out of your system. And then it will focus on those other things.
And that's one thing about the keto diet that I always felt was bizarre. You cannot eat that apple or that orange, but you can have a glass of vodka. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like no, that's okay, different. But that's, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Fine. There's you mentioned the word balance, and I think that's what we're all kind of looking for. I mean, you don't want to torture yourself. You want to live life and enjoy life. But, you know, they say that when you exercise, like I used to run, you would get that runner's high. Like you'd actually look forward to it. Like
endorphins, isn't it?
They call it the flow state.
Oh, I've never heard that.
It's kind of like a meditation. If you ever got into meditation, your brain goes into these brain waves where it helps you focus. And it's almost like nothing else exists in the moment.
Like
and
being in the zone.
It's very peaceful, once you get there.
I'll admit,
I don't
think
you ever got there.
Yeah, I did running, Ron, but I have not gotten there with you.
Hey, man, it's just one day at a time, Jim.
What do you say is, everybody can say, because I really want to, I've got an artificial hip.
Okay.
So I don't want to run anymore, all right, on hard surfaces and everything. So I really want to bike a lot this year.
Sure.
We have Mark Houston on from Balance Sports Medicine all the time, talking about certain things at a certain age. Just don't have that pavement pounding your joints all the time. There are other things you can do. What are some of the things you recommend for people our age or whatever to still give you that burn, give you that, you know, whatever you want to call it, the cardio and everything, but still not damage yourself?
Well, I would say it first depends on kind of where you're at. Like if you're just beginning, just take a walk, you know?
Yeah.
That's the easiest thing anybody can do. But like if you're kind of at your level, like you're saying, if you're trying to ride the bike, I think that's a great option. We have plenty of state parks, hiking in Wisconsin. That's one of my personal favorite things. Like my wife and I live over in Mishicot by Point Beach, and that's probably my favorite place to go, just walking on the beach. And I love the beach specifically because it has the sand.
So
you kind of have to balance a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. We've been over there too.
So that sand helps not only with the exercise, but that balance. Balance is a little tougher when you get a little bit older. I mean, you're young, but man,
That's one of the determining factors of health as you age too, along with grip strength. Fun facts.
Wow. I bet I got more grip strength than you.
I got more balance than you. We'll get on one foot. Not today. And then the other thing, when we talked about knees, which is always something that people get concerned about, but the elliptical, you got some great equipment there.
Yeah, and I love the elliptical too because it's low impact on the joints compared to a treadmill. Like you're hitting your heel on each step, whereas the elliptical, it's more of a recumbent motion where you're going in more of a circular motion with your foot rather than impacting on the heel step.
Ryan, we're running out of time. Yeah, we'd like to have you back.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Interesting guy.
Because we're going to ask people if they have questions for you next time. We'd love to have you talk about some of that stuff.
That'd be
great.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, especially with a guy like
fun.
You guys there, Brett Indiana Malcor.
Thanks,
Ryan. Moving with the Malcors coming up. Kimberly Sawyer, former Miss Wisconsin. Scott Bensey. Lots coming up.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You know how Wisconsin weather can dip and soar? Well, guess what? Russia's facing some of the same challenges. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Wheat has been particularly interesting to watch lately. They're paying attention to weather patterns in Russia. That's according to John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend.
We've got frost as well as dry conditions in Russia. Russia's the world's largest exporter of wheat. We did see the USDA lower their projection on their crop by about 3 million metric tons, maybe recognizing that a little this time frame. You know, so that's lifted the global price of wheat. Throw in there, India is usually self-sufficient in wheat, but they're at a 16-year low for their own stockpiles. There's chatter or talk that they may come into the export market. They typically do not export wheat or import wheat and bring it in to meet their stockpiles. But when they do, they've done it at an aggressive pace. So the market may be piecing some of that in there.
Developing story, that's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. Well, the markets had traded higher, at least through lunchtime yesterday in Chicago, but then they sold off. The good news, in overnight trade, they're gaining some of the momentum back. Numbers are next. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 8¾ cents to 206. 40-pound block cheese down a nickel at 193. Double A butter on Tuesday down 3¼ cents, still at 299.5 per pound. This morning, the June Class 3 milk for cheese down 14 cents at 2072 a hundredweight. July is up 4 at 1995. Currently, December corn is trading 2 cents stronger at 493. November soybeans are up 7 at 1212. July new crop wheat up 3, currently 675 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot of where we stand right now as far as the markets are concerned. You can follow along with all the day's news. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com or follow us, Midwest Farm Report, our brand new page on Facebook. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening. Clouds increasing late tonight, our low 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Thank you very much for your personal trainer coming in. A wonderful young man.
Yes.
Hey, Todd. Todd, Ben and Deanna Melk are seeing Brady with the curtain pulled back.
So okay. Our trainer was here, talked for a half hour about nutrition, health, eating right, and he just left. We saw him drive away.
Yeah.
And our guests bring in.
They didn't.
We didn't bring him in.
Dennis.
No,
Dennis
brought him in.
Dennis brought in.
All right. For his reception. So Todd brings in the cook. And they're
some breakfast
Ben and Deanna
cookies.
Are both like, weren't you guys just talking to Trisha? I said, yeah. That's radio.
He's gone.
Todd, is that the truth or not? Yeah, big thumbs up. Don't do as we do as we say. Yeah.
Well, and I love the irony, the reference to the wizard. And here we are. We're going to go back to last week, Wednesday, where Mayor Schmidt was talking about the show The Wizard.
Yes.
And Deanna and I looked it up.
Yes. Looked We've up been video. Dying all week.
There no, you
it
go.
Was too good. It was
true. Oh, that is true. That
it is true. It was a true program.
Yep. I my wife is like, I remember that because, you know, the same age. Sure. And she goes, I remember that. That was really funny when you brought that up. And I'm like, because I haven't talked about that at home as much. But anyway, because my kids were a little bit more focused. Johnny's like, you know, the turtle. So anyway, that was right. I enjoyed talking about.
Right.
Wow.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome. Yeah. Thank you.
Bay Area
Good
Realty.
To be here.
What
Good
is
be
going
here.
On in this exciting world of real estate?
Well, I first need to say one thing. Yes. I can see on your screen it says moving with the Melcors, which is great. I think the advertisement said moving in with the Melcors.
Oh.
I don't know if I like that.
Because I'm looking for a new place.
No, that's, yeah.
And since you already took over my parking space.
So I've been debating for like 2 days which one I like better, because I'm like, you know, moving in, that's kind of fun, but I don't know, there's kind of maybe a creep level.
We were kind of thinking we had the mayor on and some other people, Aaron Popke from the Packers. We were talking about the NFL draft. We thought we'd give you a little bit of money.
Yeah, so we'll head up.
We'll put your house up.
You guys got a beautiful home.
You're moving in for the week.
Absolutely, I like it.
To make some cash.
All right.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. So like Jason, what's going on in the real estate world? It's constantly changing.
This is like right the
prime time. Prime time.
Speaking of prime, I was hoping the interest rates would come down a little bit. And it seems like we're going to wait until we're closer to the election or what?
I think so. I think they want some news closer, some good
news. But
does it
even matter these days?
You know, it really doesn't. Right, I mean, there's not a lot on the market.
No.
So, and we've got enough buyers out there. So we still have a seller's market, you know, for everything that is priced well, which is kind of what we want to talk about today. There's multiple offers still.
Yeah. Well, and you know, to be honest, you know, and we were talking about this in the car yesterday, 3-4 odd weeks ago, we were looking at each other and we're going, my gosh, when are things going to just, you know, when's somebody going to flip the switch? And then this week, you know, into last week, we can't keep up. We're spinning plates.
Yeah.
So it is, it's crazy. It's picking up substantially. I don't see the interest rates really impacting things too much.
No, not right now.
I know that they were talking about an interest rate reduction.
Right.
And like you said, we may see that down the road closer to the election, but
it's not history. And that's the thing. In fact, I was just reading a book and I had the personal experience like 1980 looking to buy a house or whatever. And these guys were coming back from Vietnam in the early 70s. So I'm going to, you know, go buy a house like my folks. And the interest rates were 14%.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, they're high now. If you haven't been around long.
Yeah. When you're comparing them to 2% and 3%, they seem really high.
Which was really, that's like saying, well, gas is $3 now, and it was $1 20 years ago. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
99 cents when I was in high school.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Really?
I know.
Whoa.
Whoa. I'm not as old as the wizard.
Class of 67.
You look so young.
Yeah, I know. Oh. Case yourself well.
Let's talk about skincare.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm glad you brought up interest rates. Ben and I are actually not going to be here next week, but one of our good friends, who is a mortgage lender, is going to come.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
So she'll you'll be able to pick her brain on what's happening there.
Great. But you're talking about pricing.
Yes.
I think that, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought as a realtor, when I was a realtor, that was one of the hardest things. And obviously there's comps and there's all kinds of things like that.
There are.
But when the market's as crazy as it's been and the inventory is so low, that gets knocked out of a whack a little bit. You guys have to stay ahead of that game, don't you?
Well, we do. We do, you know, and that's very much a consultative thing that we do. But, you know, many of the sellers, they look at, you know, when we pull the comparables and they look at it and they say, you know, it's such a hot market. Here's where that last house was at say, 459.9. Certainly, I could get 475 or right. 480 or right. 490 or whatnot. And, you know, you have to reel that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Because the comps are there for a reason. It's what people are ready, willing, and able to pay. And
have physically paid.
And yeah. have right. physically paid. Yeah.
The comps, there's nothing better than a comp. I can say, well, I got brick, I got this, I got that. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's the market saying. The other thing I think when people go, and I license as well, when they overprice it, because they insist on it, you say, look, I'd go here at this right. 459. Yeah. No, go 479. And then when you reduce it.
I got a friend who said it should be.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Oh, I know. Right. But my parents.
Yeah.
We get
but then
lot.
When it sits and you reduce it, they think there's something. It there's wasn't wrong just with the it. Price. They yeah. think something's wrong with the product.
Yeah. Correct. In this market, if you don't have an offer in 7 days, people are wondering what's wrong. There's got to be something wrong with that house. And, you know, it kind of, when we price, we kind of give them a range, and it's usually a pretty tight range, but it's easy to kind of lay it out that way and say, you know, here's kind of the range that your house fits in, which it always does.
Sure.
If we go high, we're going to have fewer buyers walk through. If we go low, we're going to have a lot of buyers. It's going to be very attractive. And honestly, what drives the price of the home market obviously is the buyers and competition.
Yeah.
So if you can find that one buyer that's going to pay that higher list price, but if you can find five buyers that are going to compete over a price that's $10,000 lower, you're going to end up higher than that original list price.
Correct. That's great advice.
You know, we talk about this a lot. Like when I was doing some stuff in the Valley, and so many people that had young kids wanted to be in Kimberly or Nina school districts or Appleton North for sports. Do you find that around the Green Bay area at all? The school systems matter?
Huge.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. People do their research. I mean, information is so accessible these days. You know, I mean, I think even the Wisconsin Department of Education, I think they post all their grades, you know, for each one of the schools.
So. You can Google that. And if you got a first grader, you're going to go to the proficiency on fourth grade test scores. And if somebody's got... Yeah. You know, 50% or 90%, you're going to buy into 90% because that's where you want your kid to go so that they're part of that. And
I didn't know they had that.
They do. And you're right about that. And I think they should, right? It's our taxes. I mean, we're paying for that. And they were a little quiet with some of these test scores. So they were saying they're better than like Mississippi. Well, who cares? You know, I want to know, I'm going to live in Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. I should say in Greater Green Bay or Brown County, where should I live? And we've got a lot of school districts here. It's not like the LA school district, you know? Right. And then there's also information that if someone wants to live in a certain neighborhood, but the school isn't great, there's also private schools too.
Yep.
Correct.
You know, you got to remind them of that. It's like, look, you don't have to go to X. You can go to Notre Dame or
Fox we've got Valley, great Luther. Private schools in our area too.
I'm surprised at how many people, to be honest with you, from around here, and we've had several in here, where'd you go to school? And it'd be Fox Valley Lutheran. Yeah. People aren't afraid to drive anymore to go.
No.
I know Roncalli had kids from like Brilliant and all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Well,
you
know, where our kids went, there was kids that drove down from Ocano and north and Sturgeon Bay. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that is, and really, I mean, come on. You're
one of the teachers was from Sturgeon Bay.
Yeah.
Correct.
Frau.
Yes.
You only have that window and you got to put your energy into your kids at that because it goes fast.
It's
all of a sudden.
And it's important. It's really, really important whether, you know, whether it's the school system and the studies or the sports programs and what they learn, you know, being a part of the sports program more so than, you know, they probably aren't going to be a famous athlete going forward, but they learn so much being a part of these programs. So you pick your schools based on that.
Right. And it was
Ben and Deanna Malcourt moving with the Malcourts or moving in with the Malcourts, whichever you prefer, Bay Area Realty.
Yeah, and they just do. And as I said, when we talked, I don't know, last week, you're Green Bay people. And I think that's important that, you understand your market and people may move in from, you know, we have people that move in all over, especially, you know, our healthcare is really strong here now, right? We got the three hospitals and, but you know, if you say, well, I really don't know about that, that doesn't give them a comfort level. So I just, you know,
you have to spend, especially if people aren't from here. And, you know, we find this when we're working with buyers, you know, if they're coming in from Colorado or Texas and they've never been, you know, perhaps coming for a job, we go through all of that with them, you know, because this is such an amazing area that you want to kind of showcase it and showcase different areas. So
right. And you know, we as realtors, we really can't comment on, you know, what is the better school.
Right. No, you know, I get that.
But, but you know, conversely,
but you can push them to find the information.
We can point them in the right direction. You know, there are. And, you know, when we're talking about, again, tying schools to and pricing strategy, that is so much of what drives price. Yeah. You find that the school systems that are performing well, those areas are just expanding by leaps and bounds.
And I think that's great. I think we should put a little pressure on the school district. I just know when I went to school, we weren't the greatest athletes, and we'd sometimes go to games and we would get we'd be getting killed, and then they would start their cheer, and our cheer would be ACT. ACT. You guys kick our ass.
They beat us on the court.
You were smarter.
Yeah. We'll meet you in the classroom, buddy.
Is that a Ron Colley thing?
We'll see you at the math board. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though, buddy. We're talking about this time of year. If somebody is looking to buy right now, okay, just so they want to move up, they've got a nice little 1,600 square foot ranch in Ashwaubenon. Well, they wouldn't sell in Ashwaubenon enough for the Packer thing, but in some place. And now they've got three kids, and the kids want more privacy and yada, yada, yada. So they're looking to move up. The first bit of advice you would give somebody like that, I mean, do you let them know, be patient at times, or be really quick? You better be ready. Have all the ducks in the row and act fast. Are those the things you tell them?
Well, honestly, they need to be pre-approved first.
Yeah,
correct. You know, so that's if we always ask if, you know, if they reach out to us, have you spoken to your lender yet?
Yeah.
Because that is key. We need to know where they land a price point, you know, so they know what they're looking for. Now, can we find it for, you know, the price that they can afford?
Right.
And then we get them set up, you know, you know, right with the MLS. So they get those homes that hit the market. And
well, and that's just it. You know, unless you're pre-approved, you're gonna miss out. Period.
Time wise,
because when you submit an offer these days, it better be accompanied by a pre-approval. Otherwise, it's not worth its weight in gold. Right. Why would a seller accept an offer without a pre-approval, right, or in the case of cash,
just to go back
proof
to,
of funds?
Yeah.
And those games that people used to play are out the window.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when I was helping these people find a house one time, and the last one I did actually in the business. And we're looking at these really nice houses out in Suamico. I mean, you know, it's the most beautiful place out in the woods and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the guy goes, hey, buddy of mine at work told me to do this. Put in a full price offer, but tell them they only have till midnight to accept it or it's coming off the table.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not even going to waste my time writing a contract like that.
Veiled threats.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That ain't going to work.
Yeah.
But this season that's coming up, this is, if there is a season for real estate, although it's always the season for real estate, especially with the low inventory. But what do people do? They're thinking about it. They call you, sit down. Is it a consultation? How does someone, I'm thinking of selling, I'm not, but let's say someone's thinking of selling their home. What's the first step with you guys?
Yeah. I mean, we usually go in, we have a whole booklet that we put together that talks about our marketing strategy, the different things that we do. Some of the things that other realtors just really don't do, some of our stats, a little bit about our company. But and this speaks to the other night, we had a listing appointment where it was an individual who invited us up north, up on the peninsula, the Door Peninsula, and they also had a little apartment by their place. We spent the night, had dinner with them.
had
a great time.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for buyers, I think they were talking about.
Did I screw up again?
No,
I
always find out. Sorry. John doesn't listen to me either.
That's just me playing the devil's advocate all the time.
You know what? It depends on the time frame and what's happening and where they are at. You know, sometimes the first time we meet them is at a home they want to see. They're pre-approved. We don't want them to miss out. So we meet them at the house. We lay out what we do for them. Right. If we have time, we love to meet them before.
Right.
Lay out how the process works, but we don't always have that luxury.
And I hope you talk about your company, but if you don't, send them over here. I like to do business with people that give back to the community.
Yeah.
And you guys do that.
Yeah.
You do it very well. A lot of charity. And, you know, Don and I really try to support businesses that support Green Bay. And I just think you're one of those businesses. So
thanks for
what you're doing.
We're Ben and Deanna Melkor. Can you guys stick around?
Absolutely.
We got more questions we need to ask you. Yeah. Moving with the Melkors, Bay Area Realty, Berkshire Hathaway, right here in downtown Green Bay. Back after this.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest again. kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Again, great music. Ben and Deanna Malcor, moved with the Malcor's Bay Area Realty. Talk about this being the really busy time of year. From the time you guys got into the business till now, and Jim and I were talking about this before you guys came on, 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, you want to buy a house? You get the Sunday Green Bay Press Gazette, and you look at all the ads.
Correct.
And you go to their open house. Or you, and things are so much different now. It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah. Mind-boggling.
Yep.
Well, and things are so much different even from, you know, when Ben got into the business originally. It, you know, COVID split it.
Yeah.
You know, COVID changed so much in our world.
No question.
Definitely real estate, you know, and how things are handled. So, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, everything's online. Everything's fast. You have to get in there quickly in this market, especially if it's priced well. You know, and that's the other thing, too, to kind of, you know, pull it back to the pricing strategy. Buyers are smart. They've been in this market now, some of them for 2-3 years trying to find a home. You know, they usually take a little bit of a break and then step back in because it's tiring when you're a buyer, but they're
and
smart.
And frustrating.
They're smart.
Oh, the emotional roller coaster. Yeah. Crazy.
Ah.
I know.
you got fine.
I got fine. I love you guys on the show, the real estate, but we've been going since 5:45, and I haven't. Sure. This is my first cup of coffee.
Oh my god!
Oh my goodness!
I mean, come on. I just haven't had a break.
I'll be honest.
But he had a cookie.
I did not have a cookie. No, I
couldn't. Time for that.
Yeah, the trainer's still listening.
So. I'll be honest. When we started, I thought you were trying to get Ben and I. Right when we started, you asked us a question, and both of us took off our headsets. And I'm like,
he'll find you.
I know.
Todd is that way.
I'm getting this baby back on.
You know, you and I were talking about years ago, we'd look in the newspaper to find.
Right.
And now the buyers are so well educated because there's so much information out there.
They're hooked right. If they're working with a realtor, they're hooked up right to the MLS. They know when a price changes. They know when there's an open house. They know when a new home hits the market, and they immediately contact us because they've learned.
They'll get the ping on their phone
quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, and unless you're 80 years old, you're not looking to the newspaper to find
anything.
No, not now.
Say what? I'm not. I get the paper every day.
We love the paper.
We love the newspaper. But if you're looking for real estate in the newspaper,
It's already gone. I used to buy those things or not buy them. They were free at the gas stations for cars, used cars and trucks.
With the massage parlors on there. The back. Is that the one?
No, I know you got that. That's a different one, Jim. That must have been a different one. But it's the same thing. Every time you call, they're all sold because they've been printed a month before.
What was I going to say? Oh, we were talking about time of markets. You know, Ben does a lot of work up in Door County as well. I just hit my mic. Sorry about that.
She hit the mic. She's checking it around.
$10. And their market is just, I mean, Door County is such a unique area too, you know. So they are busy year round. When things hit, they go. But, you know, they're from Memorial Day to Labor Day. It is crazy in Door County.
Crazy.
So they've got that really short kind of summer season up there. So we're gearing up for it. So we've got a fun property hitting probably beginning of June.
Beginning of June. Yeah. Pretty amazing.
And I'm sure, well, he doesn't want to because he's got a buyer already.
Yeah. No, I wish we did. Hopefully we will.
Tell us about it.
But you have a few buyers in your queue, right, that are saying,
oh, yeah.
Look, if this ever shows up, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead with the door counter.
This one's fun. It's actually part of, just to keep it very vague, because we, you know, don't have it listed yet, but it's, I think, about 12 acres.
12 acres. Oh,
that's kind of meadow wooded, but it's within a state park. So it's very, very private.
And great neighbor.
Yeah. A lot of hiking trails. Right. The state park goes along the water too.
Wow.
So it's really neat. And they've been rehabbing a barn. So it's just beautiful. I found out it's a Swedish barn.
Yeah.
Right? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knew?
Who knew? And they've got a carriage house that's been finished. So they've got this living space there already as they have been trying to finish this barn.
That sounds phenomenal.
Yeah.
Really, Grandpa, you own all of this? Yeah, go to those parks.
I know.
No one's
going to build there.
You're never going to have neighbors.
How do you guys get listings? Because I'll tell you what, I've seen people literally get almost fist fights battling over listings. Mm-hmm. I talked to this person first and that person.
Right. This one
you
was a referral.
You were here when they came in. And how do you get them?
Yeah. Referrals are the best. Past clients, when you do a good job for a past client, and we try to every single time.
Right.
Everybody likes to pass on a good experience.
Yeah. Testimonial, that's the best. You can spend all this time on TV and direct mail and recipes and all that other stuff.
Well, we're hoping radio works.
You wait.
We are going to
sell that thing. No, we may end up buying it, but it's going to work.
If you guys ever have a property that you're like, if you have a buyer who's looking specifically for, you know, X number of bedrooms or acreage, please bring it to the show here.
And
do that.
That'd be fun to.
We've got another one coming up this week.
Yes.
In Suamico.
Yeah.
Four bedrooms.
Four bedroom, walking distance to Bayport.
Oh, wow.
Ranch, walkout ranch. Really nice.
Perfect.
Yeah. So if you are looking in that area, which we know a lot of people are, give us a call.
And that education would rate pretty high. I mean,
walking distance. You've got an amazing school. Yeah. They've got great sports teams. So it's a really great area.
Wow. And when's that going to hit the market?
We're hoping on Friday. The husband and wife are kind of discussing things between Monday and Friday. But probably
if you
Friday.
Wanted somebody, if somebody out there is listening, that's like, oh my God, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Could they call you now to just kind of get the insight on it?
They could. We can't give them really any information until tomorrow.
Until it's listed.
Yep. Yeah. But we can definitely make sure that they're one of the first.
Okay. And I think the other thing that you can, we've had, I've got a show, Lean Local, and we've had Bert McIntyre, who's the president of Howard on, and just there's a lot of pluses he has. I mean, everybody knows the schools, but you know what they're doing with sidewalks, trails, the fact that they want to keep it. They don't really want a big downtown. They like that whole kind of rural vibe, not really rural, but just the lower keyed vibe, and that's what they're looking to do there. So, I mean, yet there's people like, you know, you heard the guy in Alloway saying, look, we want to build a downtown, which I don't know, 5 acres or 5 miles, square miles. I hope that works. But, you know, just people want to look for different things, and there's more to sell than just the house is what I'm saying. There's education there. And plus there's a tax rate, too. I mean, those guys, Hobart, too. You know, those guys are.
Yeah. Well, and Suamico is affordable. Such a neat area because you've got, you know, all your conveniences.
Absolutely.
That, you know.
Right.
That you could ever want. And yet you are kind of rural. So you've got the zoo out there. You've got a lot of hiking trails.
Yeah.
You get the mountain bay trail, which I know you guys.
Yeah.
We're adjusting that a little bit. Once we found out it was going to take us 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah. So
we might make it to Pulaski.
Or that might be a 2025.
Crack.
if you keep starting with morning cookies, that might take a little bit.
You get the trainer on here more.
Wow. Ben and Deanna Malcor, moving with the Malcors. Bay Area Realty, Berkshire Hathaway, located right in the corner of Broadway and Walnut. Really, you got a nice facility there.
They do.
Oh, yeah. We do.
Holy cow.
Yeah. We love the location, too. We get to just dive into everything downtown. We love it.
But you got space for people. I've worked in some really tiny little places, and it's like everybody can hear what everybody... You guys, that's a great facility.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And you ever looking for new clients? Or, I mean, for new salespeople? Realtors?
Oh, we always are.
We always are. Mm-hmm. Good people.
Awesome.
Yeah, good people there. So, sorry, John.
I want to be your sign guy.
We're wrapping up.
Thank you all so very much. Ben and Deanna Malcor, we absolutely love having you guys on.
Love being here.
Stay with us, all right?
Thank you
so very much. Okay.
Thank you.
Back of this.
Come to me now. To me, rest your head for just 5 minutes.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us to discuss today's event. See you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.